मुनिन्द्र बिंद बंदिते
Thank you.
जय राधे राधे। चक्षुरुन्मीलितं तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो। महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्वे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै सदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय सद्भक्ताय नमो। जल्दी जाओ सब भागो भागो यहाँ से, डिस्टर्ब मत करो, पीछे देना। Yesterday, we were explaining sixth slow. Are Cheta, Prudyat Kapatakutinati Bharakhara, Charnamutresnatva, Dhasi Kathab Atmanam Apnita, Sadatangan Dharvagi Dharpada Prima Blisat, Sudham Bodhusnatva Smapinitarang Mahamun Chesukha. I explained that he is telling to his mind, "Oh mind, be careful, very careful, and listen me very deeply. In the mood of following, practicing, don't take bath in the urine of donkey." But I see that you are doing so. So don't do like this. Obey me. And you should try to do bath in nectar. What nectar? Nectar that is love and affection to Krishna. If you are serving him with love and affection, like Brajavasi, especially in the mood of Gopi, then you are taking bath in nectar of that. And then you will be happy, and by that I will also be happy. So make me happy, you should be happy, and let whole world be happy by this. Now, you are taking bath in that urine and thinking that I am bathing in nectar. You are like senseless, no sense at all. Like a drunkard takes so much wine and he falls in the any drain, very dirty Indian drain in Mathura. Not American. Mathura drain. If you will anyhow fallen down on that drain, then you will be like hawks, very dirty. But as you have drunk so much and your body is everywhere burning, but you are thinking that I am very happy. So what is that kapatakutinati? Kapata means
duplicity.
Duplicity. and kutinati, both.
Diplomacy.
Diplomacy. No.
Hypocrisy.
Hypocrisy.
Fault finding.
Kuti and nati. Bengali can understand this. Don't do ku. Ku means bad things, unwanted things. Don't do ku. Ku means all kinds of bad things. Society, drinking, bad society, drinking, making merry, to associate with Vishayis who have no faith in bhakti, not serving Krishna and his associates, telling lies, all are ku. And na means not, like,
which is prohibited in Shastra not to do.
Not to do. And you are doing all these bad things. No? So, you should give up. Here he is telling, what is duplicity? Duplicity kapatta?
Mm-hmm.
What is duplicity? He is telling that bhakti sadhak are of three kinds. Understanding? Very deeply you should try to understand and follow. Otherwise, less and less, but you cannot do anything by only chanting. And if you are not following, that is why Raghunath Das Goswami is giving his association by these teachings. So you should think that we are associating with Raghunath Das Goswami. And he is giving some teachings, so we should follow. So sadhak are of three kinds: swanistha, parinisthit, and nirpeksha. Swanistha that those who are in beginning following and they want to practice bhakti yoga, shramanam, kirtanam, vishnu shramanam, padasevanam, archanam, vandanam, dasya sakhatman vedanam. Nine kinds of bhakti they are following. But there are some defects in them. Duplicity in three. What? Swanistha. They are following bhakti, but those who are following bhakti, but vidhi nishedh or varnasam dharma. What is vidhi?
Rules
and regulations.
Rules and prohibitions.
And also what is not to do, prohibited. They have nothing to do with these things. Nothing. They can only do Radha, Krishna, conjugal bhajan. If anything of varnashram is coming in that, no harm. But they don't look and see all these rules and regulations to be followed or not to be followed. Only totally following Rup Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami's or Sivas Acharya and Grihastha Bhakta, like at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu following. No? Or don't disturb anyone. Keep it. Please keep it. After class you can do. Otherwise all mood will come here. So they have given all these things. They have never to care for that. Where we are doing, following or not following, but totally following one-ended ananya rupena, Radha and Krishna, Braja Seva. Second are parinisthita. That they are punished who are following bhakti, shravanam kirtanam all. But they also follow varnasam dharma, rule regulation and what not to be followed. They are not following them and what to follow in varnasam, they are following. But only these are helpful or
kind
favorable. No? Not all rules, regulations and everything. No? Only they will follow which are favorable for Braja Bhakti. They are parinishti. Both are grihastha bhakta in family life. Married life, both. And third is parinisthita, nirapeksha. Nirapeksha means they have given up their worldly life, totally. In the line of Rupa, Raghunath, Arjuna, Goswami, renounce order, not renounce order, but brahmachari. But no family life. And they have totally given up householder life. Any ashram or any mutt or anywhere. They are doing bhajan, totally. But in them, there may be some duplicity. It may be that they don't know, but anyhow, there is some duplicity. What duplicity may be there? He is telling. Fat Swanishta. What is the definition of Swanishta?
As you just said.
I told?
Yeah. Swanishta.
Don't see. Please.
Swanishta is one who is following the nine angles of Bhakti, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, etc. But when it comes to Varnashram, the rules and regulations of Varnashram, he does not care for them at all, but he's one pointed towards Braj Bhakti or Rupa Nuga Bhajan.
So first he is telling, now you can tell what I told Ram Vijay Prabhu, Ram Vijay Man. Quickly, what I told. Who can tell? Can you tell?
What's the next
You should ask me question. And in the meantime, you will be prepared. Where is? What I told?
Explaining what is a Swanishta Sadhak. So this Swanishta Sadhak, he is doing bhajan, following Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, the angles of bhakti. And his all endeavors are to cultivate the mood of unalloyed service, aikantic bhakti to Radha Krishna in Braj. And so he never thinks about the rules and regulations of varnashram dharma. He has no consideration for them.
But he will not go opposite to that. Any lady devotees among? We can tell. No. Then I become hopeless. You should tell.
What everyone is saying.
Again, you should repeat.
Aikantik bhakti, meaning only doing his Raganuga Rupanuga Bhajan.
No, I'm not telling that. Raganuga Rupanuga, not, but what I told, Swanishta. What is the meaning?
Swanishta means eight Kansaki Bhakti, you're doing all Navada Bhakti, and you're not caring for dharma or adharma, but you won't go against dharma.
Hmm.
But your focus is only on Radha Krishna and Braj.
Okay? Now we will see very carefully, because among us it may be like Swanistha. Swanistha sadhak, they may tell that we are practicing that kind of bhakti. And they may be engaged in sense gratification. How? They are doing bhakti, but inwardly engage their senses in all other things. Only the face, the cloth, tulsi mala, tilak is like swanistha, but not actually following. Or they will tell that we are doing, but always engaged in sense gratification. They do not engage themselves in the service of niskapat bhakta. They never engage themselves in the service of those who are high classes of Vaishnava, those who have nothing to do with duplicity above them.
Unpretentious.
They don't have any relationship and they don't serve sincere and advanced devotees.
Who are free from duplicity.
Whether he has been initiated by my Gurudev or by with me or any god brother of me, in broad sense, being like this. Anyone told me that you are not in school. I told him that why I am not in school. What are the rules and regulations that I will adopt, then I will be school in family of school. I want to know the rules and regulations. And I want to totally
surrender.
So what are these rules and regulations? Oh, the ISKCON has that one should chant 16, at least 16 rounds. I told that I chant 64. Then they told,
you can't join.
That is why you cannot join.
Oh, I am abiding rules. Then I told them, anything more? Oh, we should follow four basic principles. What are these? That not intoxication. You should treat all the ladies like mother, like sister. Oh, I do this. Totally, from beginning, from my birth, I am doing this. And
No gambling.
Never, I don't remember that in my so many previous lives. I don't gamble.
No meat
and no hinsa. Oh, I have never smelt of or seen all these things. Never. then I may be, then you know there is something.
No
you
wine.
Bought something.
No wine.
Huh? No wine and cigarette and everything. Oh no, never, never, never. Also I tell that from 45, 46 I'm chanting. And from beginning like this. Now I sometimes fails to chant 64. But at that time also punctual. Sometimes 3 lakhs also I have done in my before life. But now due to preaching, writing and all doing so many things, I cannot. But on Ekadasi I try to do more. So I'm chanting from there. May I be
member
of that? Oh, bona fide guru should be there. Oh, do you think that my Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Prajnan Kesava Goswami Maharaj, was bona fide guru or not? Yes, he was bona fide guru. Then why you are not in that? Then I will have to give up my Gurudev initiation. I should be your disciple or any disciples of ESKCON who may fall. I should take initiation from them. Then you will admit me like ESKCON or what are the rules as special? I want to know. Oh, I will think. So these are kapatata. You should not think like this. Anyone who has surrendered to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, or any offline, and he is chanting, so objecting, no offenses, no duplicity or anything. He may be in the line of Shyamananda Prabhu, Narottam Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. He may be in the line of any of Noha. But we should have to think whether he is Sahajiyar or not. He should be qualified guru. Whether he is disciple of Swamiji, whether he is disciple of Pujyapada Sridhar Maharaj, Shoti Maharaj, or Guru Maharaj, or anyone, I can admit any those who are Shish of Swamiji. No harm. If they are not duplicitous, or they are above, but no doing offenses, not criticizing. If what to speak of the disciples of Swamiji, even fourth generation is there, I will do pranam to them. If they are so qualified, chanting in this way, knowing all the established truths, then they are. So I request you to be like that. Don't have any line. No wall. We are also thinking that we are in same family of Gaurchandra family, Nitai family, Narottam family, Rup family.
No, you ask also, is Rupa Goswami in his home?
Oh, I ask him also. Do you think that Rupa Goswami is in his ISKCON or not?
And Brahma.
And Narad Goswami? Oh, he began to do.
He said,
he will have to think whether Rupa Goswami is in his ISKCON or not. But I know, I have a strong belief that Narad Goswami, Brahma, all are in ISKCON. So don't
Don't be confused
in this. Anyone who is in line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Rupa Goswami doing bhajan like this.
We are
ISKCON.
Are they doing collection for ISKCON? Then they are in ISKCON.
I don't want to criticize anything. I want to know that you should know the principles that who is Vaishnava, actually. Who are very strongly have belief in Mahaprabhu chanting. Whether he is not And in disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, even anyhow coming in the line of Narottam Thakur, Shyamananda Prabhu, or anyone, Tilak may be some change, no harm. In Shyamananda Parivar they have some like, na?
Yes.
What that thing? Nupur Chinna.
Kind of thankful well.
No harm. So, we should go internally to see who is the devotee and we should try to follow them. So, those who are not serving that class of Vaishnava, but they go to Visayas and rich persons and they that, yes, give me $1, $2, $20, you should give. Not doing this. They will always go, living mud center, preaching center, and they will go to rich persons where they will take so delicious foods and all other things. So they are duplicitous. They will, in India I have seen that there are so many devotees without order of any mutt commander, they take a family which is richer, rich family, and they take them into
parikrama.
And serving so much, not serving like Guru, more than Guru. They are never serving Gurudev, any Vaishnav, but they will serve them so well, day and night. Oh, what is Ruka? What is the problem? May I bring water? May I do this? Always. So, we should not do like that. We have some honor, more honor, love and affection and service to pure devotees. Avashyakta se adhik arthadik me vyasta rahana. What we need for our Guru Seva, Vaishnava Seva, Thakur Seva, Center Seva, Preaching Center Seva. Not we should be engaged ourselves in always making money. What we need for the service of Gurudev, we can do. But don't always engage yourself in making money. Then your pocket will be so
heavy.
Heavy. And a chulkahat will come.
Eating
will come. How to spend? Very big problem will come. So don't do like that. Whether grihastha or not grihastha. Grihastha not should not engage that, oh, I should be crorepati.
Multi-millionaire.
Yes. And after that. And one day he will die with nothing. Hero in hand. So don't engage yourself. What we need for Guru Seva, Vaishnava Seva, Thakur Seva, we should try to do, but not more than that. Nirathak or anitya dhandho me agraha rakhna. Nirathak. What?
Useless
and anitya.
Temporary.
Dhandho me agraha rakhna. To excite in all.
Emphasize on the activities which are useless
and temporary.
What?
Futile and temporary.
Yeah, to his father, mother. Oh, you should go to your mother.
Sit quiet or
go to
your mother.
Sit silent here. Sit down.
Boliye.
What is the meaning?
What was that?
Nirathak or anitya dhandho mein agraha rakhna.
Having great enthusiasm for futile temporary enterprises.
Don't be. You should engage chanting, but in lower stages, beginners, always they should engage in association of good qualified devotees. And hearing more. First hearing, then kirtanam. Not kirtan first, then hearing. Shabadam, then kirtanam. If you are qualified and perfect in hearing, then you can chant perfect. Otherwise, not. No? So don't engage yourself in these things. Nirpeksha virakta sadhakon ka besh banakar jad pratishtha sangrah ke liye prayatna karna. Those who are householders. Sometimes they make themselves a tyagi, renounced person. They
took saffron cloth.
Saffron cloth. So lamba lamba tilak. Lamba means
big
and so heavy. And sometimes they think that I have become renowned. Sometimes I have seen some devotees in daytime with a danda sannyasi and in night time pants, shirt, hat, coat, boat, everything. So